on soon.
I want 3 minutes of overtime because I just did right.
You put your time in. You definitely put your time in.
We're live?
How do we know?
Well, I know that there's a, I hear David Jennings doing the news, and there's a little lag time.
Yeah. Yep.
On the app, and now I can't turn David Jennings off, which is kind of true to life.
How it is in real life, Wendy, yeah.
On the Voice of Chicago.
I really can't. Help me, Lord.
All right. Maybe you should ask for that for Christmas.
What?
To turn David Jennings off.
There.
All right.
Figured it out. All right, we are
now
live.
Now we're on?
Right. Yes, we are live at Tree Time. What's the address, Bill?
22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, Wendy.
Is it 22102? Or how do you do that when there's 20, five numbers?
22,102. The longitude is 18 knots.
Yes.
And the latitude is 16 knots. And Barney Fife was played by Don Knotts.
That's pretty good.
I got
You're
that one right.
Quick.
I got
you
one out
that?
Of three right.
I think we're going to bring on our first guest on the stream today, who is a very special woman. Sarah Tuohy is the baker, the treat maker. Give me a third
candlestick
one.
Candlestick maker.
All right. For the Chicago Bears. Sarah,
sure,
we're
nice
going
to
get
you
set up.
Do you want reverb like I had or no reverb? It's up to you. You sound more official with it. It's up to you.
Did somebody take the mic holder for, you know, at noon?
Santa stole the mic holder, Wendy.
Well, get it back.
He stole it. There's nothing we can do.
All right. We need to turn this microphone on. Check one, two. Hello? Sarah?
Hi.
Oh, there
Hi,
she
Sarah.
Is.
It's Sarah Tuohy, everybody. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thank
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate this.
We met Sarah. There was an article written about you that you were the treat maker for the Chicago Bears, and we thought that was a real interesting thing. And something that you mentioned last time you were on with us, I can't stop thinking about. When there are new recruits, when there are new players and they come to town, sometimes their families aren't necessarily with them, and a homemade treat really makes them feel like they're at home, doesn't it?
Right. Right. This whole tradition started from just a really nice gesture on behalf of the video department and the scouts at Hallis Hall. They wanted these guys to feel welcome and feel good from being away from their home and not having a home here in Chicago. And they said, you know what? We need to have something homemade and welcome these guys.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a very long time, and I've been doing it. This is my seventh season now.
But they chose you in kind of a strange way. You didn't volunteer for this. You were kind of, your brother helped out with this, right?
My brother Dan has been there for, I don't know, I think 17 years or something.
And what does he do for the Bears?
So he's in the video department. He's I don't even know what his actual title is.
Videographer?
Yes, something like that. He does the highlight tapes, a lot of that. And then he works.
Some years he didn't have to work at all.
Stop it.
Oh, Bill, we're not going there.
I made that up. The Bears have been a championship team every year.
They're doing really well this year, by the way.
I know.
Plus, we have nothing else. In the way of football.
Let's say some years we're busier than others. Is that fair?
Well, okay. Yeah.
All right, that's
sure.
fair. Right.
I don't know his job title or his role. But
isn't that funny, though? Family members. A lot of times, like, my brother has a job. It's a great job. He's been doing it forever.
But you don't know
what it
is.
I know where it is, but I don't know exactly what he does.
I don't know his exact title, but he does do the highlight tapes. And then I know on the off season he works a lot with the scouts, and he pulls tapes for college recruits, and he travels. He goes to the combine.
Right.
He goes to the draft pick, too.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that he works for the Bears.
He's working.
I'm sure he's working. All right. That's fine.
All right. And so we talked to you before. You weren't really a baker, were you? You like to cook. But baking is like an exact science. You can't really deviate from the recipe like you can when you're cooking.
Exactly.
And so how are you the baker of the Bears now?
I know. It's crazy. But Dan, my brother.
It'd be like putting a guy in the Oval Office who had never been involved in politics. You would never see something like that.
Do you see why I like to call this Bill Leff Unleashed when we do the bonus hour?
Oh, gosh.
If you've not heard it before, you should listen to it. Bill really,
here we go, I'm scared.
Strips himself down to nothing.
I'm sorry. So go ahead, Sarah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so yes. So he came to me and he's like, Sarah, my boss said we need a baker for the guys. I volunteered you, probably because I'm the only single sister he's got with her kids. But but no, I'm also very good in the kitchen. I love being in the kitchen. It's a passion of mine. So I said, sure, of course. I love the Bears.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I don't know how to bake. And he's like, that's all right. You figure it out. And I had a good month before the season started, because they only get the treats during the regular season, not preseason.
Right.
And when the season's over, it's over. But
nothing.
When we go to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, I'm there to bake.
Oh, good.
All throughout those weeks.
Good.
Yep. So that's happening, guys.
I hope it does. I hope you have a long season.
Bill thinks you shouldn't give them treats if they don't win.
If they win, they get something.
No,
Bill. That's when you need a little burst of encouragement to say, hey, come on, kids, we can do it again next week.
The effort is always there. I said that last time. I mean, these guys they're trying.
Yeah.
And they deserve it. And I mean, I was in Miami. It was heartbreaking, but they were in the heat for two straight hours. I was a fan in the heat drinking beer, and I couldn't even stand it. And I had to and I wasn't even in the sun. I was in the shade, but these guys are in the sun. So my point is,
they're working hard.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose, Bill.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
No.
Do you make a Khalil macaroon? Because you should. You should do that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to look that up. I'll look up a macaroon, and then I've got the Urlacher.
Do you have writers? That was amazing.
No.
That was hysterical.
Thank you. I just,
Khalil Macaroon.
I know Bears players now all of a sudden because they're doing something on the field.
Yeah, right.
We love it. It's like it's just a really fun thing. And I feel like being a Chicago Bears fan, it's a really exciting year.
Yep.
And
the Mitch Trubiskets are coming soon.
Oh, look at you.
I like that.
Ow, I burned my hand on your arm.
I know.
That's a good one, too.
I'll send these to you.
Yes. Maybe you should help.
I can't do that. I'll pass them out. Would anyone like a treat? Mr. Macaroon?
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
All request various things from you, Sarah? Have you had special requests?
So, yes, the cheesecake. This is going to be, October is going to be the month of the cheesecake. So last week I did the caramel cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
And I make them in the form of bars. So they're pick up and go and easy to eat. And then this past week, just yesterday, was treat day. And I did Oreo cookie cheesecake bars and peanut butter and chocolate cheesecake bars.
Oh, boy, does that sound good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So I'm going to share the recipe on my blog.
Yeah.
I'm behind this week, but that's going up. And then, and so cheesecake will be throughout the month of October.
Yeah.
They always get the balls, though, the Oreo balls.
Yeah.
And then they always get my chocolate chip cookies because they always request that. I've gone a week without the chocolate chip cookies, and Dan says, you know what? They were asking, where are the cookies? So I try to do my best and give them what they want. And then they also love the raspberry bars. Jeff Joniak is the voice of the Chicago Bears.
Sure.
And
Jeff Joniak on the Bears Radio Network.
Oh, he's really good with Tom Bear. I know it's a different radio station, but he does do it.
Yeah, he does very good.
Just reach up. I mean, sometimes if I'm at the home games, and I'll just go and sit in the women's room so I can listen to Joniak on the radio because I love his commentary and he's so passionate and excited.
Nice Jeff Joniak, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. I do a one man show.
You are ridiculous.
I'm at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse. It's the Jeff Joniak one man show.
No, but
you don't have to listen to him in a woman's room, though. You know.
No, I know, but sometimes I'm like, I need to hear Joniak because he's so good and he's so colorful and so it's fun. But he loves the raspberry bars, which I brought for you today.
They're so good.
And he requests them. Thank you. He requests them at Christmas time, as well as my fudge. Now it's like a family tradition of his that he brings them home to his family and his daughters.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Can you be in my Christmas cookie exchange? But I'll give you something other than cookies. I'll take your cookies.
Yes,
do it with people because you're unbelievable. These are handmade items. It looks
beautiful.
Like you get it at a bakery.
They're almost, this is a compliment. They look too good to eat. You almost don't want to eat them because they look just beautiful.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you. Well, and for a while I thought I did want to. Once I I didn't bake before the whole Bears gig came up, but then I was like, I know I can do this because I love being in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I started following bloggers and I started asking wherever I was, if I tasted something that I thought was exceptional, didn't hesitate to ask for the recipe. So like the raspberry bars came from a guy, Mike Lloyd, a great guy I used to work with. His mom used to send him in the office. Mrs. Lloyd's, they were called Spitzbubbins, which is a German...
Spitzbubbins.
Spitzbubbins. Or maybe it's Spitzbubbins. I don't even know.
I don't like the spitz in a cookie, quite honestly.
Right. So when I send them to the Bears, they're called raspberry shortbread.
Okay, I like that better.
But and the chef at Hallis Hall, when he first tried them the year that I sent him along, he said, I think this is the best shortbread I've ever had. And I'm like, I owe it to Mrs. Lloyd. So like when you talk about sharing recipes, it is such a great thing. And for a while, I thought I wanted to open a bake shop. But now I'm like, no, I'm going to share my recipes and blog about them and share them with everybody because Who doesn't need a good recipe?
So true.
Are you selling your wares anywhere? Are you going to? Are you thinking about this?
So I talked about the Hall of Fame Oreo balls last show when I was on. You guys had me on. And
these are them. These are those.
They're
nice
so
English,
beautiful. They taste so good.
These are them.
The Oreo balls. I know it always sounds like an SNL skit when we talk about your Oreo balls, but
yes. But so I decided the Gateway to Learning is a facility, an organization in Lincoln Square, and they have been so gracious and let me use their kitchen.
Oh,
it's a facility for challenged adults, mostly mm-hmm. with Down syndrome or autism, mm-hmm. and it helps them to become more independent. And it's focused.
What a great place!
Yeah, and it's focused on culinary art. So they've got four really beautiful kitchens there, and I know the executive director. And I said, you know what? I would love to make these Hall of Fame balls or whatever you want to call them at Christmas.
Urlacher's balls, because he likes them, right?
Yep. Maybe someday he'll want to endorse them. Who
he
knows?
He might want to.
but I said, you know what? I would love to, just because they've been so good to me, I would love to make them at their kitchen. And they have a Dorothy's Can Do Cafe where the adults actually make cookies themselves, and they can sell these balls. So they're going to be available in Lincoln Square at the Gateway to Learning, Dorothy's Cafe, throughout the holidays. So November
nice.
Throughout Christmas.
And then beyond
nice.
That, they should be on sale everywhere.
Then we'll see. But I would like them to profit off it because they've been so good to me.
Oh, good.
So
very nice.
It's a wonderful organization.
Yeah.
Another guest that gives back to the community, like Goodwill, like Tree Time, not like Bobby Slayton, but we really need to come up with something a little like
right.
where we give back.
Right.
Well, now's the season, you know. We're getting into the holidays.
Yeah, we probably won't think of something.
Wendy, there's
by
a
this
word
year.
For that in German. It's Spitzbubbins.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I used to call Mark Spitz, and he stopped talking to me because I called him that all the time.
But Mrs. Lloyd Spitzbubbins, or raspberry bars in English, they are the best because there's only four ingredients. And Mike Lloyd was so nice to share it with me, and literally it's like the easiest thing, and they melt in your mouth, and you can't get those anywhere either. I've Googled Spitzbubbins recipes as well.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Did
they
have Oreos in Germany? Oh, no, those were the raspberry bars. I'm getting them confused.
Oh, yeah, the Oreos. I don't know if they have them in Germany. Hmm. Probably.
Yeah, they
I guess
should.
They do.
Yeah,
they what should. Are they called in Germany?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. A lot of times when people give out their recipes, they leave out a key ingredient so that when other people make it, it's not quite as good. Do you do that ever?
Boy. Well.
Yeah?
One time somebody...
There's no Spitz in my Spitzbubbins.
I did have somebody ask me, this is before when I thought I wanted to open a bake shop. Somebody asked me for the raspberry bar recipe. I was like, oh, sure. And I just Googled a random one. I'm like, here you go.
Oh, that's cheating.
You know, I feel terrible about it. But I didn't want to lie to you guys.
Right.
And now I've got the recipe right here in front of me. So I'm going to sit. It'll be on my blog at the Christmas holiday.
But give your blog again for people. I don't even think you've done it the first time. But how do people find your recipes and read your blog?
Okay, so you can find me at bakingforthebears.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram, Sarah_T_333. So it's just like Sarah Tui. And it's just me, you know, because I'm not doing a business. I'm just sharing my recipes this year. And
once you have a recipe down, do you say to yourself, well, that's solid. I'm not going to experiment with it at all.
Right.
I perfected it.
I have not, like the Spitzbubbin one, I don't touch
it. You're done with it.
It's just, it's perfect the way it was.
Could you just say it again? Spitzbubbins.
Spitzbubbins. S-P-I-T.
I like it. Do you know some of the top Christmas cookies that are out there?
Well, no,
does everybody make those little holly things with the cornflakes?
I love
They're
those.
Like a Rice Krispie treat,
it's
but
so
it's
good.
Cornflakes and green
right.
food
Wreath
coloring.
Cookies.
And
right.
then the Red Hots for the berries.
Yeah.
You love those?
I love those, yeah.
Don't you get a green tongue?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you.
Well, so that's like, I love those too, but not everybody loves Rice Krispie treats. And so that's why I was trying to think of like some Spitzbubbins. I don't think everybody makes those.
Mm-mm.
Right?
I've
Mm-mm.
never heard them be made ever. Mm-mm.
Right.
Except for Mrs. Lloyd.
So they're much like the klatschkes. That's a big family
Very
tradition.
Very popular.
And for Polish. Oh,
yeah.
I think it's a Polish tradition. Spitzbubbins is German. I've Americanized it by calling them raspberry bars, but they're very good, and they're very comparable to that.
Sarah, did you ever see those things on Christmas cookies? They're little silver metallic balls. They're very festive,
but
we used to eat those by the thousands, and then they started putting warnings on there. You're not supposed to eat them. But
they still make them.
My brother and I have eaten thousands of those in our lifetime.
they still
do make them. But now there's a warning on there saying, please don't eat these, but... we oh, that used to be gosh. My mom would make them for lunch. We would just have a like a big bowl of those.
I don't like then anything glow that in hurts the dark. Your teeth, so I try to stay away from those hard decorations.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What about the peanut butter cookie with the Hershey's Kiss?
Oh, those yeah. are the, like the peanut butter blossoms. I make those.
That's what they're called.
Right, peanut butter blossoms. And the Hershey's Kiss sense. In the middle. I didn't bring those, but that's I definitely make those at the holidays. And then the almond cookies, like some people call them rum balls, that put a little rum in them. Others, they're just pecan or crushed up almonds. And
they're better with rum, though, aren't they?
And the powdered sugar.
And the powdered sugar, right, exactly.
Those are really good.
So good. Yep.
All right, well, Christmas cookies, you brought... I don't know what they're called. What did you bring for people to try?
Okay, so I brought the triple chocolate fudge.
You're in this corner now?
Yes, I'm in the corner. I'm going this way.
Yeah.
You're not eating sugar, are you?
I can't have any sugar.
How can you even look at that?
No, it's hard. I know. It's so tempting.
He gives up sugar twice a year.
For 50 days.
Wow.
So I'm right in the middle. Well, I'm a third of the way through, but I'm gaining weight just from looking at those, Sarah. Seriously, I put on 3 pounds.
No, that's great, though. It's good for your system.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah, good for you. But then you'll get back on it.
Yeah, and I'll eat twice as much sugar.
Oh, the first day back on sugar is quite a fun day. What day is that?
I fill the tub up with Mountain Dew and I just dive in and I don't even leave the bathtub.
What day is that, your first day back?
November 21.
All right, okay. You should be listening that day because it's pretty fun. He's bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, it's fun.
So the double chocolate fudge, you said? So,
yeah, there's 3 kinds of chocolate in there.
There are 3 kinds of chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's some unsweetened, then there's milk chocolate, then there's semi-sweet.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, and I'm particular about the chocolate. I use Hershey's now. I deviate from the Ghirardelli just for this recipe, and I use Hershey's for the milk chocolate.
Just blend better? Is that why?
It's a little bit darker than the Ghirardelli milk chocolate. The Ghirardelli milk chocolate is a little too creamy, I think. But then I use the Ghirardelli semi-sweet. So I go Hershey's, Ghirardelli, and then the unsweetened is just like the baker's stuff that you would never eat without it being in a recipe.
Yeah.
So that's a really fun recipe. And then, you know, at fudge, the only time my mom ever made it was at Christmas.
That was
Yeah, I never got it throughout the year.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I make for the Bears, and they love that, and that'll be the week of Christmas. And then next to the fudge is the mini cherry cheesecakes.
Oh,
and basically,
so good. Look at those.
And that I found on a blogger, my favorite blogger, the Brown Eyed Baker. She has amazing recipes. I found that, and she blogged about that, saying that it was a Christmas tradition in her house.
Yeah.
And they look just holiday.
They do.
You know, they say happy holidays with a little cherry on top. And that's so easy. It's a Nilla wafer on the bottom and then a basic cheesecake filling and then literally canned.
That thank you brand cherries.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sell that at Motto's.
What's Motto's?
A grocery store from the 60s.
It's probably still the same can.
Yeah,
it's
probably
still,
is.
You know,
yeah.
It could last from the war on.
But those are so, so easy. And, you know, and it's like you get a little bite of a real cheesecake. And,
yeah.
And the players actually love those, too. I think my brother, the first time I sent those to Hallis Hall was last Christmas. And he said they came in after practice, they had a couple, and then they had a meeting. And one of the players was like, no, these are coming with us. The entire band with them to the meeting.
But those guys are so big. I would think like 500 of those would fill up a guy.
Yeah, I have to start stepping
make
up
the
amount.
Make a lot of those. Yeah.
You should just make a full-size cheesecake for each of them. I mean, really, the more they eat. You've got the Oreo balls and the lemon squares.
Those are the Spitzbubbins, the raspberry.
Oh.
But you could
Spitz Bubbins.
You could put any kind of jelly or jam that you like in there. I stick with the raspberry, seedless raspberry. That's what Mike Lloyd liked, and that's what I like.
And it holds up. Yeah.
Yes.
Lloyd, null and void.
So I call him Mrs. Lloyd Spitz Bubbins.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
I hope
everybody had a chance to take a little treat after your Lou Malnati's pizza. Bill, I feel bad that they're in front of you, so
no,
I should
I'm
eat
fine.
Them all
no,
to get rid
should.
Of them.
You should. Yeah, that would help me out, Wendy. Would you please help me out by eating all of those, please?
She's Sarah Tuohy. She's the baker. She's the treat maker for the Chicago Bears. And again, where is your blog for people to follow you?
It is bakingforthebears.com. And you can message me, follow me. All my recipes.
I love that you share.
I am sharing.
Yes.
I see it.
When the Bears win the championship, the Super Bowl, will you get a Super Bowl ring? I hope you do.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet she will.
I hope you do.
No, you know what? That's really awesome. They give me a game ball
with
my name on it every year for the last
10
years.
Oh, that's very
nice. It's really cool. I have all of them encased. So
that's very nice.
Maybe I will get one of those rings.
I hope you do, Sarah. You deserve one.
Go Bears.
Yep.
Yeah, go Bears.
Say it, Bill.
Go. I can't say it.
Wait, Bill, are you from Chicago?
Yes.
What the heck? Come on now.
Thank you for saying hack, even though it's the street. I was expecting worse. I want them to win. I hope they win. I really do.
They're gonna.
Yeah, they will. They will. And you'll get a Super Bowl ring. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Sarah Tuohy, everybody. We'll take a break, and then Ryan Burrow with the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Did you know that there's a hidden time bomb in your portfolio? It's there, waiting to diminish the value of everything that you work so hard to save, to leave you with less than you deserve. It's called inflation. Like termites in your house, it quietly erodes the value of your portfolio. So over time, you barely notice. But over 20 years, it could cut your purchasing power in half. If you manage your own investments, inflation may not even be on your radar. And if you have too much of your money in bonds and cash, your portfolio might lack the growth that you need to combat it. Don't shortchange your future. Call Financial Engines. Our advisors can give you a second opinion or build you a financial plan to help make sure you don't run out of retirement savings. Put us in your corner and on your side today.
Hi, I'm Brian Jensen with Financial Engines here in Chicagoland. I'm ready to work with you to help make your financial goals a reality. Go to financialengines.com or call 888-498-3636 today.
When you're ready to trade up from ordinary to extraordinary, visit the Midwest's premier entertainment destination, Four Winds Casinos. Exceptional food, shows, shopping, and fun at Four Winds Casinos, with locations in South Bend, New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac. Visit FourWindsCasinos.com and trade up from ordinary to extraordinary. Four Winds Casinos.
You know life gets overwhelming, but you're an executive. You can handle everything on your own. Or maybe you're a new mom. Everyone relies on you. You have to push through the pain. You've eased the pain for so long without the help of your family, but you're not alone. Diana Feeney, counselor and consultant, is ready to help you get your life back on track. Contact Diana at dfeeneycounseling.com. That's DFEENEY counseling.com.
Relapses, side effects. If these aspects of your relapsing MS treatment get in the way of daily life, it may be time to reevaluate. To learn more, come to a free, live educational event on October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at Cooper's Hawk, 798 West Algonquin Road, Arlington Heights, 60005. Reserve your place at rmsjourney.com. Space is limited, so visit rmsjourney.com today. This event is sponsored by Sanofi Genzyme.
Go ahead, guys.
We are live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
I am eating fudge live.
You should have some fudge. How is it? Is it really good?
I want to tell you really it sucks,
good.
But it is.
No, it's really,
really good.
I can tell by looking at it, it's really good. Ryan Burrow is here to do the news for us. Ryan, at some point during the news, could you work in the word Spitzbubbins? That would mean the world to me. Try to find the right story for it. Don't do it inappropriately.
Can you say this newscast is filmed before a live studio audience?
Yeah. You want to say that?
Yeah,
that looks good on a resume.
All right, go.
Ryan Burrow's news is filmed before a live audience. Here with the news.
This is what's cool about this is you can actually use the audience.
Yes.
Listen to this right here. The Mega Millions jackpot has reached $1
billion. $1 billion.
Exactly.
Why are you clapping? I hate to be a downer. Not one of you here is going to win that.
Oh, Wendy.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
And no one's
use
going to share
Spitzbubbins,
it with you.
Wendy.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
That is so much money for one person to win. That would
unless
ruin
it was you.
Unless it was you.
No, I'd
you wouldn't
give
accept
it, back.
It. You would give it back if you won the billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Well, the cash option's only $584 million.
Right.
So.
After taxes, you walk away with $600, Wendy. It's not what you think it is.
If I won, which I won't because I don't play, although I like to choose these little markets or little tiny places because I always think that's where the winning ticket's going to be sold.
Right.
I saw a couple of them on Route 14, so I may stop on the way home and buy some tickets.
Good strategy.
If I win, what is the take home? 500 and
it's close to 600 million, I believe.
If I win 600 million, I'll give you 100,000.
Mark that tape.
All right, yeah, if you could make sure.
I know you think it's stingy. Like if I've won that much, I should give you more.
You should give me a lot more. Yeah. You should give me one
all
more.
In sugar, everything.
I really would. I'd give you $100,000.
You would? How come?
Because if I won that much, I would not know what to do with it.
Oh, all right. Well, give me more then.
What if you won?
You
would give me nothing.
You get nothing.
All right. Well, it's the largest in the game's history, second largest in U.S. jackpot history, third largest in Spitzbubbins history.
He did it.
There we go.
When you think he couldn't do it, he did it.
Your odds are awful. Just terrible. One in 302 million. In fact, there hasn't been a winner since July 24th. This surge in ticket sales, all you people going out and buying your tickets, is what has jumped this up about.
So far against you.
Someone has to win eventually.
But it's like seeing a good Kevin Hart movie. It's not going to happen, Wendy.
Your odds are better.
He's our special guest at like 12:45. You know,
I heard a gasp.
Struck by lightning, becoming the president of the United States.
Yeah.
These are all odds that are better right now. Getting attacked and killed by a shark in Illinois.
You have more chance of any of these things than winning this lottery.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah. But who thought I'd ever work with Bill Lev?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean that. You
know, lightning doesn't strike twice, Wendy. You're not going to work with me and win the lottery.
Wish the lightning would strike you.
They're actually giving away 970 free tickets at the Thompson Center. Right now,
they've got this big
ticket booth, and people can stand inside and grab a free ticket. So, yeah, I'm sure no chaos will result because of that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Does the school still get? I can't talk. That's fudge for you. Does the school still get a portion of that? Chicago Public Schools.
We're told that's where some of the money goes.
What about tollways? Can't they give it to tollways?
Just for the Illinois lottery. I don't think that's for the interstate one.
Everyone can split it up their own way, and every state's got their own little deal of how they authorize and use that money.
Oh.
It's usually pretty quiet at how they do that.
So yeah.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, is in Chicago today. He's talking about crime. We don't know if he'll talk about the city's consent decree, policing policies, adding federal agents. We don't know at this point.
They should stop and frisk him. Wouldn't it be great?
Yes.
That's how we roll in Chicago.
Yeah.
And the National Weather Service is predicting a wet and mild winter in Chicago due to an El Nino that's brewing. So that means just go ahead and throw the gloves and hats away. You won't need
it. Yep. Good advice, Brian. Thank you for that.
All right. So we got sports and weather coming up.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. And this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by DykstraHomeServices.com. After a long summer, siding can become dirty and mildewed. September is a great time to use a pressure washer to clean it up and inspect for more serious problems before the cold comes. Check first for rotten or warped areas and inspect the caulking, which can shrink and crack over time. For tougher mildew stains, try products like Wet and Forget Outdoor. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this. Now's a good time to call Dykstra Home Services for that furnace clean-in check. Most likely your warranty requires it. Remember, heating systems are only as good as the people who install them. Sure, you need good quality equipment, but you need it installed by a trusted company. Hire Dykstra Home Services, a third-generation Carrier factory authorized dealer installing top-line Carrier equipment. They've been in business for over 91 years. You can trust Dykstra. Call 800-421-3220. That's 800-421-3220 or visit DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right, we've got an update, by the way, here.
What's the update, Ryan? The cash option
is $565 million. So you're down now. If she wins, you're down to $565,000, I think.
Why do I lose money?
You just lost $40,000.
That's just not how it works.
WGN Sports, we've got the Brewers and Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Dodgers need just one more win to clinch a second straight NL pennant. Blackhawks and Northwestern are in action tomorrow. Bears have the Patriots on Sunday. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, rainy and 52 right now. We've got a high of 60 degrees today in Chicago. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a high of 52. And Sunday for that Bears game, sunny and 50 degrees. I'm Ryan Burrow. I was in the WGN radio newsroom, but now I'm here.
In front
of a live studio audience.
These are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
You know what I like about Ryan? Well, there's a lot of things I like about Ryan. But I like that you just said the Bears have the Patriots. Judy always says the Bears will be entertaining the Patriots like she's taking them out to a dinner and a movie situation.
It'll be interesting to see who's entertaining who in that
one.
And one of the listeners yelled out here, what is your name? What's your name? Claire just told us the Onion Pub. The Canes family won this back in 2000. They won.
That's Joe and Lori's last name. Who owned this place?
That's Kane.
Oh, is it? Didn't you say Kane?
Canes.
Oh, Canes.
K-A-I-N-Z.
Oh.
And
does everyone in this area have a similar last name? Are we on Walton's Mountain? What happened? Everyone has the same name in this town.
The patriarch of the Canes family, Joe, won approximately $90 million back in 2000. And everybody says, what are you going to do someday if you win the lottery? He opened up the Onion Pub after winning that.
Wow.
They have terrific beer there, by the way.
Do they? Yeah.
Terrific beer, yes.
Oh, how about that?
I will vouch for that.
Why is it like there's, you said the payout, like it's $1 billion, but you don't really get $1 billion.
Income tax?
You've got the option of if you want the full $1 billion, but that's going to take 29 years to pay out.
Yeah.
Or you can just take the money up front, sock it away, and do whatever the heck you want with it.
But it's less that way, right? Is that how it works?
If you do that, yeah, that's why it's $565 million before taxes.
It should be less.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to pay a lump sum. They can spread it out.
Oh.
And good chance you're going to die the year after you win it.
That's a cheery thought.
I know. Wow.
Are you going to make it 29 years?
That's the question, what I mean. Right? 29 years is a long payout time. I don't mean the next year, but probably within a couple.
Oh. You should work for the lottery and tell people that. Enjoy your scratch and sniff. You probably won't even see if you win the ticket or not.
They have scratch and sniff tickets
now? I buy scratch and sniff lottery tickets. Even if I don't win, it's still fun. Explain your theory, Wendy, on how one person should not be allowed to win all the money.
It just
I don't understand this.
I do, because that's just too much money to one person. And you've brought it up in the past, too. Anyone who wins the lottery, usually bad luck happens to them.
Yep.
But there's a family fight, or you... I don't know how people can blow through that money.
That's a lot of money to blow through.
But people do. A lot of people, it's the lottery curse. You know it. You've told me about it.
Yeah. It's the lottery curse.
The office pools are a little weird, too, because if someone didn't show up to work that day, didn't pay their $2, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we all won. You didn't pay.
That happened on the Steve Cochran show. I heard that Joe Romano, I think Dave Ennett, floated his $3 to Steve for him.
Yeah.
So Joe has to pay Dave Ennett back, and if not, then...
So if they win, does Joe pay them the $2 or $3 then?
I think he has to do it before...
In advance.
Yeah.
Right? It has to be done before the actual lotto ball drawing.
What would you do if you won $1 billion? And I'm not even asking you to be funny. I mean, realistically, what would be the first thing you do besides call an attorney?
Bryce Harper to the Cubs. Bryce Harper to the Cubs.
My brain can't even think in those parameters.
I know.
It's impossible. I don't know.
What would you do, Ryan?
I don't know. I can't.
Obviously, pay off bills
exactly.
would be the first thing.
Nah. Eventually.
Get my house painted.
I don't mind the interest that much.
Right,
it's fine.
Right.
Get a patio.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
You'd quit your job, Ernie? What? You don't like working with us? I wouldn't quit my job because I would like to dangle the check in front of Bill's face every day and go, neener, neener, neener.
It's cruel.
A lot of potholes that need to be fixed. Maybe
I'd give you $100,000.
I would buy a really nice belt.
One of those ones with maybe the state of Illinois on it?
Yeah, with the state of Illinois. Yeah. One of those belts.
They have a state of Illinois?
Well, they got Texas ones. He could make an Illinois one.
You mean the belt buckle?
Yeah.
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 I'd go nuts. People go, look at Bill won all that money. How can you tell? Look at the belt. He's got such a nice belt going. I can't even think. I mean, I've always wanted a swimming pool.
All right, so
I would get a swimming pool, not a Mr. Turtle pool, like a really nice pool.
Like an in-the-ground, in-ground pool.
I'd buy you a Mr. Turtle pool.
I'm giving you $100,000 if I win.
Yeah. But
you're giving
Turtle
me a
pool
Mr. Turtle pool.
It'd be the juiced up one with a diving board and stuff. It'd be a really nice one. Yeah. I don't know. I can't even,
It's unimaginable.
No. Probably because I don't play, so the odds of me winning are probably less than most people.
Even if you won, like, say, $5 million.
Because
I have a theory, although I probably shouldn't tell you all because I'm going to do this. Is this Powerball or Mega Ball?
This is Mega.
Okay, so Powerball is still up there.
Powerball's $430 million right now.
All right, so I say blow off the Mega Ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Play the Powerball.
Because
are the odds better?
No. Well, I mean, it's one
in 300. Play the Lucky Lotto. What's the Lucky Lotto up to? Because that's always a couple million. Wouldn't you settle for a couple million?
Here's the thing, though. A lot of people think that there's the same amount of balls for each week. It doesn't matter how high the jackpot is. Your odds are still the same regardless.
And there's more than there used to be, right?
Yeah, they intentionally make the game this way. They did it about 2-3 years ago where they want
jackpots
because they get people, the amateurs like me, to go out and buy tickets.
Right.
You know, when it gets this high.
Because what they're selling is obviously it's a dream. It's everybody can think about what would I do if, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your dream is to get a belt,
a nice belt,
and a built-in the ground pool.
Yeah. Not both. I would just get one of the...
You don't want to splurge.
No, I don't want people going, wow, success went to that guy's head. Look, he's got a belt and a pool. I would just get one or the other.
Well, you couldn't wear the belt in the pool anyway.
You and your crazy rules.
I know. I want to say hi to this little kid if he'll come up.
I know that guy.
I just, you do?
Yeah.
Is that your kid?
Yeah, it's my kid.
All right. Oh. Could you please have...
Hi.
Introduce us. Bring your son up.
All
and
right,
please
up.
Have him do the... what's it called? The floss? Because he was just nailing it.
You doing the floss? This is Zach. Say hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Hello.
And your daughter?
This is Trinity.
Hi.
Hi, Trinity.
Hi, Zach.
We
nice
like your
guys.
Dad very much. He does a good job.
He's great.
All right. Could you teach somebody how to do the floss? Oh, my God. We got to videotape this.
Zach, are you doing that on purpose? No.
Yes, he is. Where did that come
reaction.
From? Fortnite or something.
I think it came from a Katy Perry, when she was on SNL, right? When she was on Saturday Night Live, they had
yeah.
a dancer that did that.
And Zach,
then...
when you do that in school, the other kids leave you alone for a while.
You should see these kids; they are all doing it. And, like, you can't keep them still. If
really?
You go to their school, everyone's doing the floss.
I watch The Voice. I love Blake Shelton. I think he's awesome. And he tried to do it on the show a couple weeks ago, and he did it, but it was super slow motion.
Oh, really?
Zach, why don't you let them videotape you? Because, but just wait till they're ready, and we can put this up on our Facebook page. You need to give yourself room because...
Go to by Santa. Santa loves this stuff.
I can't yeah. believe how fast you can do that.
It's the speed of light.
And there's some thinking involved because you got to move... You got to coordinate
now,
things, Bill.
Zach, how ironic is it that you're wearing a Flash t-shirt and you can move that fast? That's not lost on me, Zach. I'm up on this.
Do you have room? Is he too close to the table?
No? All right. When we say go, we're going to count down from 100 and then you go, okay?
No. Count down from 3.
From 3. All right. 3... 2, 1, Zach. Wow.
How do you not bang your hands together?
I don't know. Zach, that's amazing.
Ryan Burrow, you've got to be proud.
You must be proud.
You know, and this is what's going to get him that Northwestern scholarship.
Easily.
So,
no question. Zach, that's amazing.
Now, if you go on YouTube and look up Ohio State marching band Floss.
Yes.
They did a halftime show where they actually, their band members actually did that.
Really?
The band members don't. They created a walking man that does it. It
oh,
is very, very
impressive.
Cool to watch. Look
that's
that up.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So, Zach, are you in band?
No.
Trinity, you are? What do you play?
I play the flute.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I played the flute for a while. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And yeah. Trinity, we heard you can levitate. Can you show everybody how you can do that?
You can't do that.
I read that wrong then.
You can floss too? You can try and do it to show up your brother, but
I can't
not
do it
as
like
fast
he does
as Zach.
It.
There's something with little kids that they're just more agile and quicker.
And that's called flossing?
Yeah.
So when your dentist tells you got to floss more, you go, "Hey, I'll show you some flossing, sir. I know what I'm doing." Wow.
Pretty much.
That's so impressive. Do you get dizzy when you do that? No? Take a Dramamine or something? How do you do that?
And by the way, their teachers have student-teacher or parent-teacher conferences today, so I didn't pull them out of school
right.
for this.
To come watch Daddy do news in front of a live studio audience.
Exactly.
This is a good argument for homeschooling. Like, that's all they do all day.
Yes.
More flosses, please.
Oh, you're very
excellent.
Good at it. I'm sorry,
excellent.
I caught it over in the corner of my eye. I wonder if Santa could floss. No.
What?
We'd go back in time. That would be crazy. Did you guys get to talk to Santa Claus? Yeah. Did you tell? Is there a special gift you're hoping for from Santa this year? No.
These kids just want Halloween candy at this
That's
point.
That's it. Yeah.
They haven't flipped that
one holiday at a time.
Switch yet? Yeah.
Very, very good. Has Dad talked to you guys about being news people like him someday? Yeah. Yes and no. A little bit of both. Yeah. Well, it's cool to meet you guys. That's an amazing talent you have. And Trinity, it's amazing that you held back. Whatever your talent is, it's good that you're more subtle than Zach is. Because there's a file on Zach somewhere. I don't know where, but somebody's keeping notes on Zach.
Well, nice to meet you guys. Have a very Merry Christmas, because we probably won't see you. Again, we like working with your dad very much.
A lot. He's very nice. He's very nice. They seem nice. Your
yeah.
kids are very nice.
Somehow, right?
You seem so surprised.
I'm shocked.
I'm told they're mine.
Yeah,
I'm
they
told
seem like,
they're mine.
Seem like
I've
they could be
reassured.
Your kids.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. I don't know. Well,
I'm just glad the cookies all didn't get taken. They have a tendency to.
Oh no! They were very well behaved.
Bobby Slayton wanted to give you this Hanukkah.
A dreidel.
Is that what it is?
It's a
dreidel. What's the little sign on there? You're only half Jewish.
I think that's Gimel, the sign of Gimel, which means give. It's like it's
Jimmy
it's
Gimel?
Like, no, not Jimmy Kimmel. No, Jimmy Kimmel. No, you spin it like a top, and then it's essentially you either give coins or you put them back in the pot, kind of.
Oh, that's kind of fun. To teach little kids to gamble. Left, right, center.
Yeah,
right?
Similar to that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's what we play at our Catholic Christmas gatherings.
Left, right, center?
Yeah. The dice game, right?
Oh,
it's
oh,
LRC,
oh, oh.
Isn't it?
Oh.
You just, you start with, everybody starts with $3, and then when you're out of money, or
right.
You give a dollar to your left, to your right, or put it in the
oh,
pot
yeah.
for later use.
Yeah.
Ernie's just talking to me. Ernie's having a very big conversation with me. So
he lit up like one of these trees when you were bringing up the game.
Get a microphone and talk. What are you?
Ernie's
going to
be playing this out in the back, I have a feeling, the way he was excited about it.
4, 5, 6 is a great game. It's 4, 5, 6.
You call it 4, 5, 6.
It's left, right, center, but 4, 5, and 6. 4, you give to the left. 5, you give to the right, and 6, you put it in the center.
Oh, yeah.
You too
so you
cheap
start with
to buy the LRC
roll,
game?
And you roll however many dollars you have, you roll that many
oh,
dice.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
you have $2, you roll 2 dice, and if it's a 4, it goes to the left. If it's a 5, it goes to the right, and if it's a 6, it goes in the center.
How much money changes hands on
oh,
it? A lot of money?
We did one last weekend, and there was maybe 30 people at the table.
Really?
And it took like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
What was the grand prize?
It was the money.
No, yeah. not much. Duh.
I bought it. It was like 50, 60 bucks or
yeah.
something.
Wow, that's pretty
it's,
good for
it's,
one round.
It's cheap enough where it's not super expensive. It was only
yeah.
$3 a person.
Right.
And we had people come in and come out, come in and go out. But it
yeah.
took forever, and it was so much fun. Ton of fun.
We play a game called What Does Uncle Ed Smell Like?
Is it just for the holidays?
It's year-round.
What's the top smell?
More fun.
Eggnog?
Similar to eggnog, but I'll let you guys write your own joke. It's more fun that
yeah,
way. Yeah.
I don't want to do
yeah.
that.
So believe it or not, we're almost out of time. We have to, are we doing one more drawing before we say goodbye?
I think we're going to do our first drawing here.
Oh, the first one.
Do you want to pick? Marlene, just tell us. This is a stream. Anything goes.
4 drawings and the tablescape.
Okay, so
all right.
Can we, if they win the $50 Goodwill gift card, can they go back in the running for Judy's thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick one and you're going to pick one.
All right.
Carol Danadil.
Sound it out.
Daffodil. Here
Carol.
You try it. Is Carol here? How
is
do
that
you, what's
Carol?
Your last name?
All right.
Yeah. All right, that's a $50
wait,
gift
now there's
card.
More people saying that they may
what
have won.
Here, you can figure that
are
out.
Are you
Marley.
All your all your names are Carol?
All right, well, we don't want to get phone numbers out on the air, but that's one. We have 4 of these to give away.
The runner-up, Zach will come to your house and do that crazy dance for
the
you.
The floss.
The floss dance for you.
This is a $50 gift card, and then we'll put them back in, and you can win Judy Pilak's decorating. Eileen Branigan.
Eileen.
That was easy.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the famous song by Laura Branigan?
What is it?
Gloria.
Gloria. Right. Morning Gloria. Right.
Peggy Otto. Peggy Otto. Her last name can be spelled frontwards and backwards the same.
She's an anagram?
Palindrome.
Oh, palindrome. Right.
Peggy Otto. And she has won a $50 gift card for Goodwill. We have one more.
Does the winner need to be present?
No, I don't think so. Here, read this.
Do one. The hosts need to be present?
Not usually.
I'm just curious. The winner of this one is Carrie.
I could never be a teacher. I can never
I
read
know.
Anybody's name.
I think that's why people just called Cher Cher. People would look at the last name and go, let's just go with Cher. I don't know how you say your last name.
Saskatchewan.
It's close to that.
It's something
Circassian?
Like that.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Carrie, I want to say Runova or Bonova. Is it you? Carrie, it's you. Yeah, from Hospital Estates.
Okay,
that's
don't
you.
Give this stuff out because we're still broadcasting.
Oh, all right.
I mean, like, no phone numbers or
3816 North Cromwell in Hoffman Estates. And he's
all
here
right.
now. He's
these go
home.
Back in, and then the winner, Judy Pilak, is our goodbye girl. And Cassie, is that who's the
yeah.
designer here?
Yeah.
Judy took the place settings all from Goodwill, the tablecloth, everything, and then Tree Time added some lovely things on there. And then Cassie Nicholas also designed some of the things.
It's really pretty.
So this is going to be given away. I'm mixing it up, and you're going to pick the winner.
Right.
And Judy was so happy that she'd done it, she actually left and went to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So she's
she
like, you know
town.
What? This is all I can
she
do.
She knew
I'm
she
leaving.
Would never top it. And the winner is still eligible to win the $1 billion mega ball, right?
Yes.
Get that out of the running for that, I hope. All right. It's going to be Penny Sidor. Penny, are you here? She's gone already? All right. Do we pick another one or does she just win it, Marlene? It's up to you. Pick another one?
You have to be here to take the table stake home because they need the room.
Yep. That makes sense. All right. S Claus. Is S Claus here?
Santa, you are ineligible, my friend. So sorry.
David Bell. David
Bell,
congratulations.
Your wife's going to love it. Your daughter, whatever. It's beautiful.
Everyone
or you yourself.
It.
Judy Pylak did a great job putting that together. Special thanks to Tree Time and Goodwill and Lou Malnati's. We had a great time today. We are going to stay and look at... Did they tell you
have to
vacuum?
I have to stay in vacuum, yeah.
All right, we'll be here for a little while to vacuum. But really, should we take a break and then come back and say goodbye?
Yeah.
All right.
Because it gets too emotional. There's going to be tears wall to wall in here.
I'm getting you a new belt for Christmas, by the way.
That's my dream. All right, stick around. We'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
There's a lot that could scare you this time of year. Your windows shouldn't be one of them.
Call 866 for Feldco.
Right now at Feldco, save 50% on all energy-efficient windows. Plus, you can finance your project with no money down and no interest for 1 year. Say goodbye to those drafty old windows. 50% off windows ends Halloween. Call now.
For quality windows, siding, and doors, call 866 for Feldco.
I'm changing banks. I found one that thinks outside the lines when it comes to commercial business. Even though my company is a success, I still need a bank that understands how to assess a business problem and come up with an effective solution. First American is just that type of bank. With assets of $4 billion and 53 branches, they're the largest privately held bank in Illinois. From traditional working capital and equipment financing to tax-exempt bonds to ESOP financing, First American has what you need when you need it. They get to know their customers, understand their businesses, and tailor a banking plan according to that client's particular needs. They understand that what works for one company might not be suitable for another. First American is just what I'm looking for in a bank. They're the right fit for me and my business.
First American Bank. It's just another way we do more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. Orion here. Are you finding yourself a little spooked about buying a new Cadillac this month? Well, the buying experience isn't scary at Gary Lang Cadillac in McHenry. Your Cadillac will come with all kinds of treats, no tricks. The sales professionals at Gary Lang Cadillac are spooktacular. They'll go above and beyond to make sure you're well-versed on the bells and whistles in your new vehicle. They'll bring your new Cadillac right to your doorstep for a test drive. Trust me, folks, I've been a part of the Gary Lang Cadillac family for more than a decade. They are a name you can trust to find you the right car at the right price right now with service you can depend on. Gary Lang Cadillac on Route 31 between McHenry and Crystal Lake or online at GaryLangCadillac.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
Thought just 3 short hours ago, a group of strangers would come into a room and leave as a family. Who would have thought that?
I wouldn't have thought that at all.
We're all going to Arby's now. Come with us.
No, we are family. We go to Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Unlimited pasta bowl.
No, the breadsticks. They go
out of
business.
Oh, that's why they yelled at me. That's why they got so mad.
It's unlimited pasta bowl. They would never be in business again.
Oh, they got furious with me. Sir, enough
please,
with the pasta.
Can I have some more?
No. All right, that's it. We want to thank, first of all, everybody for coming out today. You guys were fantastic. We really appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you.
There's a listener named Helen who her daughter's visiting from New Zealand, and she turned her daughter on to us.
Oh.
So she may be listening in New Zealand. And then there's Carol, a listener, who listens to us on a cruise ship frequently.
Really?
She listens to the app, and she takes a lot of cruises, so we are out on the wild seas.
Isn't that a something?
That's not the term.
No.
What is the open seas?
The open seas, Wendy. In New Zealand, the show is not called Bill and Wendy. It is called Spitzbubbins. Did you know that? In New England and in New Zealand.
Oh, I love how it goes full circle.
Oh, boy, everybody. Thank you so much
Merry
for coming
Christmas,
out. Merry
everyone.
Christmas. That's it for today. We'll be back in studio Monday. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.